It is time right now to bring in the frickin' frack of Nick and Nack, Tim Luke and Greg Strom, the appraisal guys. And of course, you can find them at tqag.com. That's Treasure Quest Appraisal. And let's bring them in this morning. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Well, good morning.
It's another morning in the neighborhood.
Yes, it is. And I have to say that last week, after we did our show, Greg received a phone call from one of the listeners. Thank you all, who had a question about something that Greg was able to help him with.
Wow, that's great. Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, so now, I mean, this is day number 7,336 in limbo here. And like I said, I know how it affects us. We're getting set at the Bargain Barn, which is one of our main fundraiser. We've got the clearance right now as it stands to open up on the 20th, and we're putting all the security and safety measures in place. Where you are, of course, with your business, is much more national than just Florida. Are you starting to gear up things in the auction industry, or is it still kind of stuck in the mud for the auction industry?
Well, for the auction industry, it's really switched a lot to online, and.
Right, but what the problem with the auction industry is that they are switching to online, but they've been selling things, and they have now a need to put more things up because they've been seeing that the auctions have been doing really well, and they have a number of things coming up, so they're trying to really ramp up and get more property. But in order to get more property, you have to go into people's homes and you have to ship things to different locations. And so a lot of our auction colleagues that I've talked to, they're really just working through the logistical side of things. And also with appraisals, we're going to have to start going out at some point. And we had a meeting with the appraisal team with Gergeon's yesterday, just going over, okay, what are concerns? And we need to put together some guidelines and what we need to do. And, we went out and we purchased a lot of gloves and some hand sanitizer spray that we were able to find and masks and just to have, just so that we can go on with our business and have people feel comfortable with us coming into their home, because that's going to be the new thing.
I think what's going to happen is this reset, this worldwide reset, is going to change the way not only our daily lives, but business in general, because we have to all make a living. So whatever... We seem to be, as human beings, pretty adaptable. So I think we're going to go kicking and screaming, but we're going
right.
to have to. We're just going to have to bite the bullet and go for it, because there's no other way.
Yeah, and it's funny that you say that. Yes, human beings are adaptable, but they also hate change. And because we're on day 7,574 million, whatever, they're really realizing, okay, I guess we are going to have to change a little bit, and we are going to have to take, these precautions in order that things just don't change. But what we are seeing, and what I was going to talk about, is that Sotheby's has something that they're doing online, and they've been... So the big auction houses, because of the bigger auction market, they're looking to hopefully hold live sales at the end of June, July. They want to try and get back to some sense of normalcy. But Sotheby's has an online auction right now. It's one item, and it is it launched a couple days ago, and it ends midnight on the 17th. But it is a Michael Jordan game-worn 1985 player sample Air Jordan number ones, size 13, 13 and a half. And they have an estimate of $100,000 to $150,000. And the bidding with eight different bidders, it's already up to $160,000. And I think they were smart to offer this because it's also coinciding with the end of the documentary that Michael Jordan put together. And It's putting it out there. And these sorts of items, pop culture items, memorabilia. Darren Julian has several big things coming up in May that are going to do really well, I do believe, because people are looking at it and saying, hey, this is some really cool stuff.
Well, you know, what's interesting about this, the coronavirus and how it's affected, it's already affected the way people can do business. I know here at the radio station, we have taken all of our people that came in to do shows here. And in the beginning, they were put on hiatus, but now we've installed the technology and we've gone to their houses and installed the technology by them picking up equipment and us on the phone setting it up. So all of our people that used to come in to record could now do their shows, and we record them here and they do them
Remotely.
at remotely. And
Yeah.
I think this is going to change the way we're, first of all businesses now, I think, will be set up, or as many as you can, except for retail businesses, to be able to handle something like this in the future because of the technology. I think restaurants and retail businesses also will be better set up to handle things remotely, and restaurants with plans for takeout now that where they don't have to scramble anymore. We just have to learn from this experience that we're still in, that you know what, we've taken a big hit this time, but this time we've put place the things in place, and the next time this happens, and it will happen again. We'll be better prepared to handle it, and maybe not as many people will be unemployed. I'm saying it's still going
Yeah.
to people, but this is one thing. Hopefully, we as a country will learn that we've got to be prepared for something like this. Because just imagine if this was a bio warfare by another country.
Right.
Wow. I mean, so I think we all have to take a step back and take this as a learning experience and go from there.
Yeah, and the one thing that I would like to say, though, take it as a learning experience, but it's not over, so
No.
don't drop your guard. I was in the supermarket. I'm the designated shopper, and I wear mask and gloves when I go. And it was amazing because, as you know, of all, I think, but one state right now has sort of gone back to normal. And it appears when you go into the grocery store that people think, oh, they said it's okay, so I don't have to be careful anymore. And it's really disheartening to see that that's not the case, that people have let the guard down and they just feel as though I woke up this morning and things are back to normal.
Well, you're right, because here's, I was just talking about this with Maria Horn, our state representative. The national figures for and people getting infected with the coronavirus are down. That's a misleading stat. The only reason the national figures are down is because New York, Massachusetts, and Connecticut, which was basically the hot spot, they are all starting to decline. If you were to take New York, Connecticut, and Massachusetts out of those figures, you'll see that the rate for the rest of the country of infections are still going up. And you're absolutely right. People thinking because states are opening up slowly that it's okay, but it's not. I think what people are going to have to understand, whether they like their civil liberties being infringed or not, is that they're going to have to wear masks for a long, long time in this country, and wear rubber gloves when you go out shopping, and social distancing for quite a while after states are open. People have to get set to change their lives for the long term until this country can trace and can do tests, and until there might potentially be a vaccination for it.
This is the fun, this is the dilemma about our civil rights. You can't yell fire in a movie theater because that's law, and that even though it is a civil right for you to say whatever you want. And the same thing with, as far as I'm concerned, it's with health. Whatever you do in my presence affects my health. So if you are careless with your health, you are endangering me. So this is, for me, the dilemma of what our freedoms and our Constitution stand for, because they're my your freedom does not allow you to make me ill.
That's right. Well, here's one thing good, and that is you guys are going to be able to get out golfing soon, because as long as you stay 6 feet apart and you don't ride in the same cart, you guys can get back to golfing.
Yes.
Well, but our golf course, I need it. Go ahead, Greg.
I need it because let me just be the first one to admit this on national radio. I gained 10 pounds during this.
You have the COVID spread.
Yes.
The golf courses down here, they have been open. And, you know, actually, married couples and people that have, you know, been together, they were in it like that, you know, they're driving around in their cart because they live together anyway. And somebody reported one of the couples at one of our courses down here. And, you know, because, oh, they're not, the course isn't practicing social distancing. And they said, well, you know, you do have to be in separate carts, but if you are, you know, a couple, well, then that's one thing. So it also comes down to, in these cases, who's the social distancing police and who's, you know, and regulating. And it really comes down to, yes, it's a little bit of, you know, personal responsibility. And that's where the difficulty comes in as human beings, because sometimes people just don't have that personal responsibility that they should.
All right, guys, I want
to just say one thing. Yep. Last week, you had asked what's going to be the hot collectible from this period. And I'm more and more, I believe it's going to be the inventive masks that people are making. I have a feeling that at some point in time,
it'll be a fashion accessory.
It's going to be, yes. Because right now, Tim had mentioned yesterday to me that one of the places where we get our bow ties from now have included matching face masks to your bow tie. So I honestly think you hit on something last week when you talked about collecting from this time period. And if it's going to be anything, it's going to be fashion accessories.
All right. Well, guys, you stay healthy, and I'll speak to you next week.
Hey, you too, Marshall. Take care, buddy.